Unfortunately, in 2005, we realized or we discovered just how super susceptible Louisiana is to storm surges. You know, we're most acutely aware of Katrina here, but Rita just about wiped out a large part of the western part of the state and flooded right across Interstate 10 into Lake Charles. Now, if you think back to the year before, Florida had four major storms, one after the other. If we had got a third one that had come in on the central part of the coast, we would have flooded, if it was a Cat 3, we would have flooded potentially the West Bank, Houma, Morgan City, Berwick, New Iberia, and even into parts of Lafayette. So I think what we've learned is we're all of us in coastal Louisiana are in this boat together. We are all super susceptible to these surges. And really, if we are going to capitalize on the potential of developing infrastructure and that, we have to supply a safe and secure environment. And that means levees. What we now know from our study of the forensics of the levee failures is that some very sad mistakes were made. And as a result, the levees failed, and we ended up with a man-made catastrophe, which impacted everybody. But we can actually learn from that. We can learn that we need to be more rigorous in our understanding of storm surges and what they can do. We need to better understand the frailties of the soils in Louisiana. And one solution is to put everything on piles, just as they do in the Netherlands. We also need to really start to get a lot more focus on the coastal restoration. Because we've been doing a lot of modeling. And if the wetlands around New Orleans had been as whole as they were in the 1930s, and there had been no Mr. Go, the surge would have been about 5 foot less. 5 foot less surge, we would have had no overtopping and no flooding. So we really got to get on to a dual program of coastal restoration and coastal protection through the levees. Now, if you think about it, wetlands protect our levee systems. Barrier islands protect the wetlands. So we, in essence, could start not only getting the vertical protection by redesigning the levees and relocating them and building the surge barriers, but we could get, in essence, a horizontal layer of protection by restoring the barrier islands. Now, we've done some model runs for the governor's office, independent of the planning that's going on. And if you take the existing barrier islands, and I'm now talking about folk who live in the West Bank, if you take the existing barrier islands in Barataria Bay, Terrebonne, and Timbalier Bay, and you just raise them and make them a little wider. You don't even have to make them longer, which would be even better. But just raising them and making them wider cuts the surge on a storm like Katrina coming over Morgan City, cuts the surge over a huge area by 3 feet. For many communities from the West Bank to Houma, that's the difference between staying dry or getting wet. If you were to build a delta from the mouth of the Mississippi River or near the mouth into Breton Sound, a delta that in our model we took something the same, just twice the size of the present day Atchafalaya Delta. The Atchafalaya Delta popped out in 1973. You know, it's an example of we can build these things. That delta would cut the surge in most parts of St. Bernard Parish by 5 feet. Just one little delta. We've also looked at barrier systems. If you were to close the Regulies, and we would favor a line along the new interstate bridge that they're proposing to build, because if we're going to do what the Dutch do, we need pilings, and bridges need pilings, and we can incorporate the two together. If we had such a system, and it's different to the barrier system originally proposed in the 70s, we would have ensured that the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain didn't flood. And the surge on the south shore would have been about 2 to 3 feet less. Unfortunately, it would have still been high enough for the levees, for a number of the levees to fail. But the key to this is we have to do two things. We have to develop a plan, and we have to get the plan funded. And this is where things are falling down. The state has a planning effort known as the Coastal Protection and Restoration Act, and they've come up with some initial alignments of where they would put the levees. Many, many groups who should have been at the table when they were designing this were excluded from being at the table. And our team, Louisiana, was one of them, for political reasons, in my opinion. The Corps of Engineers has the funding to do a planning effort, but that's on hold because now their focus is on building the 1 in 100 year levees, which are going to be on the existing alignment. And that's going to be done by 2010 or 2017. But what do we do then if we want to do Cat 5 and we find those levees are in the wrong places? So there needs to be an integration of the planning. We need to go to Washington with one plan. The second thing is we don't need millions of dollars. We need billions. Now, it's commendable that our delegation has used the energy bill to apparently get some funding. Some reports say we'll get $20 million a year. Some reports say we'll get $100 million a year. Well, through the Coastal Wetlands Planning, Protection, and Restoration Act, we're already getting about $30 million a year. We need billions. And what we need is for our delegation, and maybe better for us to use to go to the new leaders of the House and the Senate and get a Katrina bill. A Katrina bill that has Category 5 levees, that has coastal restoration, and has adequate compensation for all of those who lost everything. I personally think the LRA's done a great job to get some funding already to help folks, but we need better compensation. You know, 1,500 of our citizens lost their lives. Over 100,000 families lost everything. We need a Katrina bill. We don't need it to be an add-on to an Iraq bill. We don't need it to be an add-on to an energy bill. We need a Katrina bill. And that's where citizens groups, like a number of you that are out here, can really play a role, because we need to reach out, in my opinion, to the leaders of the new Congress and the new Senate and try and get such a bill moving. We need the billions of dollars. We also need to be very careful of the signals that we send from Louisiana. Right now, there's a lot in the media about a $1.6 billion surplus. Have you heard anybody talk about, shall we put some of that money into coastal restoration or levees? No. Unless we do the coast and unless we do the levees, we aren't going to get insurance. And if we don't get insurance, we're not going to be able to live here. The insurance companies are waiting to see what happens. I feel if we could at least get started on a conceptual plan. This $1.6 billion, if I had my brothers, I would start right away restoring the barrier islands. We're getting ready to build a super-duper new highway, interstate bridge across the Wrigley's. Let's do like the Dutch, incorporate surge barriers and levees, surge barriers and roads into the sea. We really need to come up with the plan. And as I end now, I give talks all over the country, and the words that I leave everybody with is, we are Americans, and never forget, we deserve the best. We deserve the best.